It's 15 seconds after 7 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Greetings. This is Deep Rock Dave. KGNU celebrates the good things humanity has to offer in the amazing variety of independent, eclectic music that KGNU plays. You can rely on KGNU because listener members like you have supported this station in the past. Now, I ask that you join them with your gift to help us sustain programming. Please give what you can at kgnu.org.
Well, good evening and welcome in the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. I hope you're enjoying this spring weather, very typical for the Front Range. In honor of spring, my playlist features springtime in opera, like the flowers that bloom in the spring.
Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, the flowers that bloom in the spring.
Got also music of Richard Strauss, Richard Wagner, Camille Saint-Saëns, Charles Gounod, and others. So join me for tonight's spring celebrations in the Opera Box.
I've got to take under my wing, tra-la, a most unattractive old thing, tra-la, with a caricature of a face, with a caricature of a face. And that's what I mean when I say or I sing. Oh, bother the flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, oh, bother the flowers of spring.
Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la.
The Emperor of Japan's son, Nanki Poo, is hoping to fob off his arranged fiancée to Coco, the Lord High Executioner in Japan, but Coco isn't buying it. From Gilbert and Sullivan's The Mikado. And we heard Colin Wright as Nanki Poo, John Reed as the Lord High Executioner, and Royston Nash conducted the Doily Cart Opera Company. And we're 3 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadell at KGNU. And I've got spring scenes in opera. Spring inspires everyone with the beauty of nature. And the next aria is sung by a girl who prefers to be among nature much more than among people. Richard Strauss' 1938 opera, Daphne, is based on the Greek mythology of the virgin water nymph Daphne. In the myth, Apollo lusts after the beautiful shepherd girl and chases her. Not wanting to lose her virginity, she prays to the gods, and she's turned into a beautiful laurel tree, foiling Apollo's advances. Well, in the opera, Apollo kills her friend Leucippos and sees Daphne's grief. He asks Zeus to turn her into a tree. But in this aria, from the beginning of the opera, it's the end of a beautiful day, and Daphne wishes the day would never end. She sings of her love of the sunlight, which is the same as the trees and the flowers. Daphne loves the daytime and sunlight and prefers the company of the flowers and trees over human contact. From Daphne by Richard Strauss, we heard Lucia Popp as Daphne. Bernard Haitink conducted the Bavarian Radio Orchestra and Chorus. And we're 14 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. You are in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel at KGNU. and my program featuring spring operatic scenes. Well, next, I've got two different treatments of the same moment of spring worship based on Goethe's Faust. First, we're going to hear The Damnation of Faust by Hector Berlioz. Most people know the plot of Faust, the Faust legend, the philosopher who makes a deal with the devil for ultimate knowledge and power. He tried unsuccessfully first to divine the meaning of life and the purpose of the universe. Well, in the first part of Berlioz's Damnation of Faust, Faust observes simple peasants in prayer and sees their joy in spring and Easter celebration. He feels jealous and empty, realizing he will never know that simple happiness nor acceptance of the world as it is.
Thank you.
Faust laments that he will never learn the meaning of life nor find peace and happiness like the peasants who are celebrating Easter. We heard Nikolai Gedda, tenor, as Faust. Georges Prêtre conducted the orchestra and chorus of the Paris Opera. 22 minutes after 7 o'clock here at KGNU. I'm your host here in the Opera Box with a program of springtime scenes in opera. I'm going to follow that scene from Faust by Hector Berlioz with a contrasting setting of the same moment in the story by the Italian composer Arrigo Boito from his masterpiece Mephistopheles. Now, Boito's most famous as a librettist for other composers, such as Puccini, but in his own setting of the Faust legend, the peasant celebration is extended. It's more joyous than Berlioz, and where Berlioz's peasants were solemn and devotional, Boito makes it a real festival. Here, Faust and his friend Wagner observe the celebrations. Faust extols the beauty of spring and yet feels deeply unsatisfied, preoccupied by the mystery of life. Faust is moved by the beauty of spring, which only increases his wish to learn the meaning of life. From Boito's Mephistopheles, we heard Placido Domingo as Faust, Thomas Allen as his companion Wagner. Julius Rudel conducted the London Symphony and the Ambrosian Chorus. We're just coming up now on 29 minutes after 7 o'clock, and you're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel at KGNU, and I've got a program of Operatic Spring. And be sure to stay with us after the Opera Box for a Classic Monday at 8 p.m. Your host will be Gary McBride with our program of general classical music that'll take you from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on KGNU. Now, from pious Easter celebrations, we go to a pagan celebration of spring from Saint-Saëns' Samson and Delilah. Saint-Saëns' opera is based on the Bible story of the Hebrews enslaved by the Philistines. In the first act, the Hebrews pray to God for relief from bondage, while as a contrast to their suffering, the Philistine women begin a pagan celebration of spring.
Thank you.
The chorus of Philistine women enjoying a pagan celebration of spring while the Hebrew slaves pray for deliverance. From Samson and Delilah by Camille Saint-Saëns. In that recording, we heard Giuseppe Pitani conducting the Bavarian Radio Orchestra and chorus. As part of my program celebrating the arrival of springtime, I want to say thanks to Randy for calling in and expressing her enjoyment of the uplifting spring music. It certainly is something that we can certainly use a break from the everyday experiences right now. Well, my next example depicts slaves and their captors indulging in the pleasures of spring from Prince Igor. Alexander Borodin's opera, Prince Igor, takes its plot from the 12th century Russian history. At the time, the Polopsian kings, or Khans, waged war on Russia. They were nomadic people with many Khans leading their own clans. Standing between the Polopsian hordes in the south was the Principality of Siberia, which today is a region located in the Ukraine. Well, at the time of our story, Prince Igor of Siberia leads his army against the Polovtsians, and his army was utterly defeated by the Polovtsian Khan Konchak, and Igor is taken prisoner. But Konchak admires Prince Igor, and he feels that together they could have conquered all of Russia. Well, in Act 3, Konchak offered Igor his freedom if he promised not to attack the Polovtsians anymore. Well, Igor said he could never promise that. Left alone, Prince Igor walks among the fields of flowers as the Polovtsian slaves celebrate springtime with dancing, while the Polovtsian people sing the praises of their Khan, Konchak. The slaves of Palovtsia dance amid the flowers of spring, while the Palovtsian soldiers sing the praises of their leader, Khan Kanchak. From Prince Igor by Alexander Borodin. And we heard John Andrea Noseda conducting the New York Metropolitan Opera Orchestra and Chorus. 16 minutes before 8 o'clock, you're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadell and my program of springtime scenes in opera. This next scene, springtime and flowers, are the setting of an evil plan of seduction. Wagner's Parsifal takes place during the spring Easter holiday. Parsifal is a very simple young man. He observed the Knights of the Holy Grail during Good Friday. Their leader, Amfortas, suffers from a wound he received from the sorcerer Klingsor. Klingsor's flower maidens had seduced Amfortas, and Klingsor was able to steal the holy spear and stab Amfortas with it. During the Good Friday ceremony, Parsifal witnesses the suffering of Amfortas. He sees the devotion of the knights, and he leaves greatly moved. In Act Two, Parsifal finds Klingsor's castle and the gardens surrounding it. The flower maidens appear and attempt to seduce him, to no avail.
Thank you.
The evil sorcerer Klingzor's flower maidens unsuccessfully attempt to seduce the innocent young Parsifal. His purity will allow him to redeem Amfortas and the Knights of the Grail. In that recording, we heard René Kollo as Parsifal. Georg Schulte was conducting the Vienna Philharmonic and the women of the Vienna Sängverein. Well, we're 8 minutes before 8 o'clock. And I'm going to conclude my program on springtime with a celebration of spring and Easter by the people of a Sicilian village from Cavalleria Rusticana, Pietro Mascagni's opera about jealousy, infidelity, and revenge. But the opera actually begins during a beautiful spring day. It's Easter Sunday, and the people of a Sicilian village come out of church. The beauty of the spring day makes them celebrate. They exclaim, "The air is sweet with orange blossoms." Easter Sunday, and the villagers of a Sicilian village are inspired by the beautiful spring weather. From Cavalieri Rusticana, music of Pietro Mascagni, we heard Alexander Robbery conducting the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony and the Slovak Philharmonic Chorus. This is your host, Ron Nedel. I want to thank you for joining me for tonight's Opera Box Springtime Celebration. Stay tuned for A Classic Monday with Gary McBride.
By Save Home Heat Company, providing professional service and installation of heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical systems. Proudly serving the Boulder, Denver area for over 35 years. More information at savehomeheat.com.
Greetings, this is Deep Rock Dave. KGNU celebrates the good things humanity has to offer in the amazing variety of independent, eclectic music that KGNU plays. You can rely on KGNU because listener members like you have supported this station in the past. Now, I ask that you join them with your gift to help us sustain programming. Please give what you can at kgnu.org.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Save Home Heat Company, providing professional service and installation of heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical systems. Proudly serving the Boulder, Denver area for over 35 years. More information at savehomeheat.com.
Well, good evening. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time now for A Classic Monday. I'm Gary McBride, live in the KGNU studios in Boulder, Colorado, bringing you classical music. This evening, music of Arnold Bax, Howard Hanson, Arthur Bliss, Ernst Krenek, Bohuslav Martineau. But first, here's a short work by Paul Hindemith from 1938, his Meditation for Cello and Piano from the ballet Nobilissima Visione.